Today on the Travel Guys.
Many state parks are on the verge of closing due to budget cuts, and we've got an important update for you coming up next.
The holiday travel season's just around the corner, and Mark has some tips for us on how to get through the airport easier.
Consumer reporter Ed Perkins checks in with information on how hotels are about to join the nickel and dime the traveler trend.
Our buddy John Holloway is going to be here with some neat, inexpensive holiday gift ideas, and we'll take you to a great roadside stop known as the Hilmar Cheese Company.
All that today on a busy edition of the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I want a Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations right across from me. It's a fabulous Sunday. We're the Travel Guys every Sunday from 2 to 3 here on KFBK, and we got a great show ahead of you. As we begin the week, what kind of a week did you have?
I was home in Sacramento. Home in Sacramento.
Enjoying some baseball?
Oh, absolutely. What a World Series game that Game 6 was.
I'll tell you, Mark being a big St. Louis guy, you know, me being a Texas guy, it kind of a little bit of pain there. No more rats in the garage. Got rid of them. That's what my week was like. So no more rat updates, ladies and gentlemen. You are now
rat-free.
Free, rat-free.
However, there are still some other rats in the mix here, and we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Okay. All right. It's time, as we always do at the beginning of the program, to bring you up to date on the travel news. But today's travel news is a little different. Mark, what do we have? One tap.
Well, instead of giving you a rundown of some of the interesting things in the travel world, we have something very important that's going to be going on here in Sacramento on Tuesday that I feel is really newsworthy. Budgetary situations have led to the possible potential closure of 70 of our state parks. And so there's going to be a rally and a march on Tuesday. It starts at 8 o'clock in front of the Stanford Mansion, which is one of the state historic parks scheduled for closure. And joining us on the line right now here on the Travel Guys is Tracy Velardo Torres. She is from the State Parks Foundation. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you very much for coming on. Tell us about this event that's going to be happening on Tuesday and why it's something that people should, if they're not going to be a part of it, why they should at least be aware of it.
Absolutely. Well, on Tuesday, we are, as you said, having a sort of symbolic march from Stanford Mansion and then, you know, half a mile to the state capitol to show the citizen voice that's really been emerging over the last couple of months in opposition to this proposal to close 70 state parks. So this is really about, you know, democracy and making people's voices heard. But when we get to the Capitol, and we're literally going to have people carrying their huge oversized postcards, they're sort of 24 by 48 or something, we've got 125 of them that we're going to be delivering to the governor. But we're having a rally on the steps of the Capitol to kind of culminate the march, but also to talk about how important the citizen voice is in opposing closures. But we're also launching what we're calling the Closing Parks is Bad for Business campaign and really, you know, highlighting all the effects and all the dangers to California for closing these parks.
Well, what people don't realize sometimes is that it's not just a park itself and maybe the concessionaire inside the park that might be impacted. It's people outside of the parks, people who restaurants, in some cases hotels, people who have services for tourists, and people who might visit those places. And in a time of economic the Central Valley here in California is in a terrible economic situation and has been for a couple of years, and it's not likely to get better for a little while. And state parks, to me, offer a wonderful, inexpensive avenue for families and people to be able to enjoy their community. It's a quality of life issue, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think when people, when we as California residents and even outside of California, when people think of California, they're thinking of state parks. They're thinking of beaches. They're thinking of mountains. They're thinking of the deserts. They're thinking of redwood forest. You know, these are our identity here in California. And you're right. As residents, we're so lucky to be able to access them, although it's obviously in danger here, for some really low-cost ways. Here in the Sacramento area, we do have two you know, really popular parks that are on the closure list. You mentioned Stanford Mansion, the Governor's Mansion, which ironically, you know, Jerry Brown did live there for a while, but unfortunately he's proposing to close it. It just recently had a renovation, and now the public's going to be shut out of really seeing the history of previous governors who, you know, lived in the downtown urban core of Sacramento.
Well, and some people may not, who are listening may not know, but Hearst Castle, one of the great monuments of the in this state, is a state park.
It is.
Is it on the list?
No, it's not on the list because it happens to be a state park that makes a lot of money
right. For
the park system because of the number of people that go through there. But a lot of these other parks that aren't as visible. Tracy, if people would like to be a part of this on Tuesday, what do they do?
If you want to be a part of our event, come down, meet us at the Stanford Mansion at 8 a.m. Get your walking shoes on. We're not going far, but it is a little half a mile from Stanford Mansion to the Capitol. But the other thing people can do if they can't make it in person is to visit the Save Our State Parks campaign website, which is savestateparks.org, and people can kind of virtually join us online.
And if you're traveling around and you didn't get that, we will have it on our Travel Guys Radio site also for you.
And it looks like you managed to pick a location and a walk that will not be running into that other 99.9% of the people that are protesting and downtown Sacramento.
Yes, we're on the other side of the Capitol here, and we've got kind of a beeline from the mansion to the Capitol.
Well, Tracy, this is really important. I congratulate you all for bringing this, giving it a little bit more public visibility. It's not necessarily a really sexy topic, but it's an important topic, and like I said, it's a quality of life issue. We start making decisions to close state parks and things like that. We're telling people that life in California is not what it was before, and that is just wrong.
We can't agree more with you. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you'll keep us updated, and we'll stay after you and let us know. Sometimes a little public pressure, we might be able to shorten this list a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, for all the people who are listening to your show, I hope they're finding themselves in or near state parks this weekend.
All right. And if you've got some time Tuesday morning, you can go out and be a part of the protest march. It's a half-mile march. You don't have to be a 25 miles. No, you do not. And information at travelguysradio.com. Thank you very much, Tracy, for your time.
Thank you.
We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Lots more coming up.
Right after the news, we've got how to get around in an airport faster. And also our consumer reporter, Ed Perkins, joins us right here on the Travel Guys.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Travel and Entertainment Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK. Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman. And, one of my favorite foods is cheese. I love cheese, especially local cheese. And, boy, are we blessed today, huh, Mark?
And you're an old Modesto boy.
I am. I used to go to the Riverbank Cheese Factory every Sunday or Saturday, little drive in the country with the family, and buy some cheese and bring it home. And,
well, not a whole heck of a lot far away from Modesto and Riverbank is a little place called Hillmar. And there is the Hillmar Cheese Company, and they not only make cheese, but they have a wonderful visitor's center there with some of the most incredibly spectacular things to eat that you've ever had in your whole life. And with us on the line right now is Denise Skidmore. Denise is the Director of Education and Public Relations at the Hillmar Cheese Company. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise. Welcome. How long has the Hillmar Cheese Factory been cheesing it?
Well, thank you for having me. Hillmar
Sure.
Cheese Company was actually founded in 1984 by 12 local dairy farmers. They all milk brown cows, the Jersey cows, and basically it's kind of grown, and it's the American dream success story. It's a great facility, and it's definitely got a lot of fun things here to do at the visitor center.
And we've been trying to bring our listeners more local places, things that are just a day trip away to go and visit. And Mark, tell me what you know about this place.
Absolutely. We at Sports Leisure Vacations has been taking our folks to Hillmar Cheese for a number of years, and we go a couple of times a year. We particularly go around the holiday season. So if you're looking for somebody, if this all sounds exciting to you, go to sportsleisure.com and click on day trips, and you'll find it. However, if you're a family or something like, and you're just looking for an outing, just something would be holiday based or something like that, Hillmar would be just the perfect place to go because, Denise, Hillmar is really special at Christmas time.
Why? How could that be? Tell
well,
me.
Well, actually, we redecorate, and then, of course, we offer some wonderful holiday cheese gift baskets and cheese packs and things like that. But probably the most special day is coming up here pretty soon. It's on Saturday, November 12th, and that is our holiday open house. And we actually have a variety of activities. We have free cheese tasting, and there's also our gourmet food vendors have different booths available. And then at 11 in the morning till noon, we have Santa and Daisy here so that you can bring your own camera, bring your family, put as many people as you want in the photo, take your own pictures, and do what you'd like to with that. And then we have a wonderful person also doing some holiday cookie decorating at 11 and at 1 o'clock.
Santa and who?
Oh, Daisy. Daisy is our spokes cow. So she is our...
Now let me guess. You are gonna put a like a Christmas hat or something on Daisy, right?
Oh, you know what? She's a cartoon cow, and so she's a costumed character, and so she fits well with sitting right there beside Santa. Although some people have mistaken her for a reindeer, but no antlers.
You know, Denise, we should tell folks who are listening, because we have such a varied audience here on the Travel Guys, school teachers who might be listening out there. Hilmar Cheese has a wonderful education program for not only adult groups, but student groups, and kids can come and learn how to make cheese and do all kinds of cool things there.
We do. We see about 15,000 school children annually on school tours, and we have a lot of information on our website, which is hilmarcheese.com. But we also offer some of those same activities for families to come and do during the holiday time, because we know, you know, it could not be the best weather. You've got the kids and maybe a whole bunch of out-of-town cousins and folks. And so during the Thanksgiving break time, we are doing our tour with the ice cream making activity, which means you get to make some ice cream and then eat it. So we're doing that the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Friday after Thanksgiving at 11 o'clock.
Seems to me there should be a special Travel Guys class for the ice cream making and eating session.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I certainly got my attention right away. Denise, there are all of these exciting activities to do there, but let's tell folks where Hilmar is, because for those who, I mean, Tom kind of used to live in the neighborhood, and I know where it is, but it's not a place that you stumble onto by accident. You kind of need to know where it is.
You're right. And actually, people drive by and maybe didn't even know they were there. So basically, we are just 4 miles south of Turlock, so which is south of Modesto. So it's about an hour and a half, depending on where you leave from in Sacramento area, to 2 hours, depending on the exactly where you're at. And if you'll travel south on Highway 99 and you exit Lander Avenue, Highway 165, you turn south or to the right, and we are 4 miles down on the right-hand side, just outside of the small town of Hilmar, California.
And then you're going to find at Hilmar Cheese.
Beautiful part of the country.
You're going to Hilmar Cheese. You're going to find you guys have a delicatessen that's open every day.
We have a cafe. Yes.
Serves the most wonderful sandwiches and desserts and things like that there. So there is stuff to buy and stuff to please the palate. So if you were just driving down Highway 99. Like even right now, and listening to KFBK, and you got down there by Turlock, you could just jet over there, and in 10 minutes you would have the most mouth-watering anything in your mouth that you wanted. How's that for a cheap plug?
That was wonderful. Yeah, and actually, it all starts with free cheese samples. You walk in, and we have complimentary cheese samples to try some of our cheese. And then if that's not enough, we have Pete's Coffee and Tea, espressos, ice cream, and then, of course, everything in the cafe, and our cheese chowder soup and our cream cheese pie is definitely very famous.
And I will tell you, Tom, listen, you've had cheesecake, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't lived until you've had cheese pie.
Really?
One of the drags on cheesecake is a little bit heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese pie is a little lighter. And, oh, my goodness, if you go to Hilmar Cheese, I'm glad you brought that up, Denise. If you go to Hilmar Cheese, you must try the cheese pie. It absolutely will be one of the best desserts you've ever had.
I'm putting that on my list. By the way, you know, folks listening, you probably don't know it, but you probably already had some Hilmar Cheese, because they are a major provider of cheese for a number of fast food and other restaurants.
A lot of chain restaurants, absolutely. If you go into a chain restaurant and you order a cheeseburger, there's a pretty good, decent chance that cheese may have come from our cows right here in the Central Valley. Isn't that right, Denise?
It is, and also a lot of the cheese in the retail stores. We're one of the largest cheese and whey manufacturers, and we produce natural American cheeses, which is cheddar, Monterey Jack, Pepper Jack, Colby, Colby Jack, and we make a very, very good cheese. And the only place you can buy it with the Hilmar cheese label on it is right here in our visitor store or online. If you have friends in Wisconsin and you'd like to annoy them at the holiday time, then you send them a Hilmar cheese gift basket.
You know, that's a great plan.
That's a great idea.
Well, don't miss out on this great holiday special opportunity to go to the Hilmar Cheese
Festival. November 12th is your big day. But your visitor center is open every day. And you don't just have to go there at the holidays. It's a wonderful, fun family stop outing, clean restrooms, yummy food, what's not to like. Denise, thank you for taking a few minutes of your busy day to share a little bit with us about the Hilmar Cheese Company.
Thank you for having me.
Just another wonderful reason to live here in beautiful California.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Sports Leisure Vacations has two very special, very exclusive packages coming up to sporting events in Northern California in the foreseeable future. The first one is the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in San Jose. The dates for our trip are January the 27th through the 29th. You're going to get to see the men's and women's finals, the free skate, and the pairs finals. All four big sessions are included. Accommodations at an Embassy Suites hotel in Milpitas. It's a wonderful three-day, two-night package. Space is limited, and these seats are available now. The second event, also in San Jose, is the United States Olympic Team Trials for Gymnastics. These are the gymnastics finals. This will determine who goes to represent the United States in the Olympics. This is from the 28th of June until July the 1st, so this is a four-day, three-night package. Pricing is not available on this yet, but we have secured tickets, and we are taking reservations. So if you call our office at 361-8687 or 361-TOUR, you can put your name on the priority list for the gymnastics finals, and space for the figure skating championships are available now. Again, for information, call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR or visit us on the web at 24/7 at sportsleisure.com. Our Lucky Travel Club winners for this week are Patricia Zanetta and Tom Grossen. Patricia Zanetta and Tom Grossen, you have until the close of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure office and claim $100 in tour cash just for being a listener of the Travel Guys. And that's your Sports Leisure Vacations update for today.
Here on the Travel Guys radio program, you can learn so much. And today I'm going to learn a little bit, and hopefully, listeners, you can too. You know, one of the most difficult things about traveling is negotiating the trip. And it oftentimes starts with a trip to the airport out to our new SMF.
God, it's beautiful out there.
And then negotiating my way from the time I get off the freeway to the time I get on the plane. Mark Hoffman, of course, does this about, I don't know, what's the estimated number of...
A gazillion times a year.
A gazillion times a year. Mark Mark has created a little list. I don't know how many there are, but ways of negotiating your way
ways to get through the airport faster.
Okay.
In fact, I had a little assistance from some folks at Independent Traveler. And this is posted on the Travel Guys website. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and you will find not only this, but anything associated with today's program, previous programs, or just stuff that we thought would be modestly entertaining. In fact, if you go to the Travel Guys website, you will see a video about how your BlackBerry is not working. So just that.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with travel. It's just fun. Anyways, getting through the airport.
Smart travel guy, bring us that information.
All right. Well, first of all, the TSA has announced a new Trusted Traveler program. So if you happen to live in one of those lucky cities, Sacramento is not one of them yet, but when that happens, you could consider signing up for that. That would get you through the line faster. Another thing you can do is gear up. Having more stuff is not necessarily important to get through the air, to go traveling. It's having the right stuff. And, of course, as John Holloway tells us all the time, it's having, you know, the right stuff in the right places and packed correctly. And Ziploc bags. And have you got your toiletries in the right place in your carry-on? And do you know what the rules are and stuff like that? So that if you are an infrequent traveler, your experience at the airport will go smoother. Another thing, before you leave home, very important, check flight status.
Okay.
I strongly recommend to folks that you sign up for the text or phone updates from the airlines. Most of them have them. They'll come 2, 3, 4. You tell them how long ahead of time you want them to arrive. But if you're planning on leaving home 2 or 3 hours before the flight, you might like to know that your plane didn't even come in last night, and therefore it's not going out tomorrow morning before you drive from Nevada City all the way to Sacramento International Airport. Sign up for those texts because those are important. But if you don't, just at least check before you leave home to make sure that your flight's on time.
Tip number three.
Check in online. Almost all the airlines would prefer that you do it that way. Then all you have to do is drop a bag. Now when you get to the airport, you have lots of options. If you're flying Southwest, they have Skycaps. You get in the Skycap line, drop your bag, you're gone. You go inside, you drop your bag in the bag line. You have a lot more options and things available to you if you have your
boarding. And you already have your boarding pass in hand.
You have, and if you don't have any bags to check, then you can blow all of that off, especially if you've already taken care of your cosmetics and stuff in your little 311 Ziploc. Before you leave for the airport, check and make sure that you've got your ID, your credit card, your boarding pass. You know, you should just have a little checklist. If you travel a lot, I have one that's right on the door by my bedroom. It's got 8 things on it. It's like, you know, do you have all of these 8 good things that you have to travel with?
There you go. You know, I've noticed a lot of people, sometimes there'll be a delay. This is the one little tip that I'll throw in there is that when you come to the line to go through security, make sure you already have your driver's license, ID, out of your wallet or out of your purse, and that you're not having to, and then don't put it away until you no longer need it.
Wow, you're a mind reader right here on this list. The next item, stow everything except your ID and boarding pass in your carry-on bag. The idea, how often do you get to the front of a security line? The line's been a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. Plenty of time for someone to have gotten their ID out, and now everyone has to wait while that person fumbles for their ID.
Don't be that person.
Also know that the TSA doesn't want to see your ID in its fancy little container. No matter how fancy it is, they want to see it out of the container.
There you go.
So you have to take the ID out. So that's another thing. You know, when you get to the front of the security line, you might want to consider when you get to the other side of the security line what you're going to need first. So in other words, if you put your shoes on the belt first, that'll be the first thing to come off. If you put your computer on second, and then, it's the hotline right here in the Travel Guys studio.
It must be Ed Perkins calling, ladies and gentlemen. You want to just go right to the call?
Let's just go to the call here and see what we have here.
Ed Perkins.
Yeah, How about that?
Son of a gun, Mark and I were just talking about traveling, and you know what happens is somebody who knows a little bit about it calls us.
We were just talking about great ways to get through the airport, and lo and behold, there comes Ed Perkins. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Watch your language now, Ed. We're already on the air.
So. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Ed is a frequent guest here on the Travel Guys. Ed writes for SmarterTraveler.com, and you can find his work there on a frequent basis, along with lots of great travel deals. You can also access Ed's columns by going to TravelGuysRadio.com, and we have a link there. Ed, recently you wrote about how hotels are about to join the nickel and diming game, that travelers have had to put up with airlines, with luggage and places in line and all of these things that they figured out ways to charge us. And now you have pointed out that hotels are about to embark or already embarking on the same type of program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the basic problem as I see it is this, that as more and more people rely on the big price comparison sites online, there's an awful lot of pressure on hotels to make their number come out real good on the first screen. So if those prices aren't very attractive to them, they will say, okay, well, that's fine. Now, once you've bought the hotel and so on, by the way, there's a resort fee of $20 a night or something like that. And it's a scam is what it is. It's a minor scam.
Well, and the way I see it, Ed, is, and we're seeing this, you know, United now has a new credit card. And one of the things of the credit card is that you go to the top of the upgrade list. And so That means that if that's really true, and United puts them ahead of their other premium travelers who are waiting for an upgrade, then that's another person that you have to compete with. I would suggest to you the same thing is going to happen in the hotel industry. A lot of us who stay with one hotel chain and have achieved some elite status, and therefore when we go into a hotel, I have in my wallet a lifetime Marriott Platinum. I've stayed there over 1,000 nights in my lifetime, so they gave me a lifetime card. I would probably rather not share those privileges with too many people.
Yeah, and of course, they never tell you exactly how they base their priorities. And of course, that was the next thing that they're starting to sell. When you check in, they're starting to sell, saying, oh, you want a better room? Well, fine. Yeah, another $20 will get you up on the top floor or something like that.
Well, and when you're booking online, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
so they're...
it's basically, it's, as you point out, it's a zero-sum game. That if it helps some people, it's going to hurt others. Because the hotel isn't getting any bigger. It isn't adding. If you show up, it didn't say, oh, well, we'll just build another nice big room for you.
And it's exactly a situation I ran into at the Marriott in Burbank just recently. They had a huge number of high-status elite people check in, exhausted their supplies of certain types of rooms and stuff like that, and they were literally begging some of us to take a different type of room at check-in. So what is happening is that as they grow, and this is everybody is doing this, they're growing these premium up, Tom, these levels, they're getting us all to fight for this carrot that's out at the end of the stick. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be so many people chasing the carrot that eventually only a percentage of them are even going to get a piece of it. And a lot of these folks are going to pay for things or work for status or stuff that is not going to be beneficial to them in the long run. Am I right, Ed?
I think you're absolutely right, except that you're not likely to get downgraded. If you pay in advance for, say, a superior room or something like that, the chances of your being downgraded, I think, are still pretty small. But what is going to happen is that when you might expect to be upgraded to a suite or something like that, you know, there'll be, just like in the airlines, there'll be 25 people qualified for a suite upgrade and only 10 suites available.
Or just like in the airline, for example, with United has first class, economy plus. Delta has just announced that they're adding an economy plus concept to their planes. Everybody's crammed into the back who wasn't willing to pay a little bit more. And if they're crammed in the back in a middle seat, if they weren't willing to pay a little bit more for an aisle and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I think what's going to happen, Tom, is you're going to get to a hotel, and if you don't have any status and you weren't willing to pay for an upgraded room, your room is now going to be pulled from a pool of rooms that are the least desirable in the hotel.
Okay, with all that being said, you know, and we've said a lot of negative things, and watch out for this, what should we tell our listeners to do? How can they take this negative and turn it to a positive, or how can they avoid being put into a situation where this becomes a detriment to their vacation or their travel time?
Ed?
Well, the good news for travelers is, at least with, say, for example, with the Marriott, even the worst room in the Marriott is probably a pretty good room, which is more than you can say for the worst coach seat on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So the risk there isn't as great of having a really bad experience. I mean, if you're just in an ordinary room, chances are it's going to be okay. As far as how to play the game of doing better, I don't think at this point there are any particular rules. It's just the more you stay with the hotel, the more points you get, the higher you get up the ladder, the better your chance of getting whatever goodies are available. But I don't know of any way to game that system more than just earn the points.
Well, and so that really points out that if you are a frequent traveler to any degree or a frequent vacation taker, that it would behoove you to consider the possibility of researching, and we're going to have an entire program dedicated to this in a couple of weeks, to mileage runs and credit cards and things like that, but it would behoove you to consider a credit card affiliation, so that you can start to accumulate. Heck, there are promotions going on right now, Tom, where if in a three-month period you stay twice or three or four times in a hotel chain, you get a certificate for a free night. Or you get double points or triple points, which gets you to a free night quicker. So I guess what we're trying, maybe our message, Ed, is that for the everyday average person on the street, they might need to give a little more consideration to becoming a member of a hotel's frequent traveler program or consolidating their stays under one roof, one brand of hotel.
Yeah, but that's not as easy as it is to do with airlines. So my take really is if you're an ordinary traveler and not a road warrior, probably your best bet is to work on getting the best price you can for the hotel room and not worry much about the upgrades.
And if the upgrade happens, it happens. And really, that's more and more airline travelers that are taking kind of that same approach.
Well, I know. I mean, every time I've just been on 8 flights in 5 days, and 2 of them didn't have any first class. But of the others, every time there were always probably 15 or 20 people eligible for first class upgrades, and, you know, like 2 or 3 available seats. So it's just a game that you really can't win very often. But you win more if you're a road warrior. But if you're not a road warrior, you just don't figure on winning it.
I guess the thing is to beware of vague promises, because more and more frequently they are not going to be kept. Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, we really thank you for your time once again, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great talking to you.
Thanks, Ed. See you next time.
You can find all of Ed's stuff. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com if you missed that interview or you'd like to hear part of it. Some good information there.
And as Ed called in, we were right in the middle of Mark's tips and getting through the airport quickly.
And we'll continue those on next week's program.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK, and one of our favorite guests, John Holloway, from PackingLight.com, .net, .co, I don't know.
If you go Packing Light, you'll find it. It's LIGHT,
absolutely.
Right?
Number one in Google there for Packing
Light. John, in my hand right here, I have a Packing Light gift card. Can these be bought online?
You can. Yes, absolutely. We have a page for the gift card.
So people who didn't want to take the time to even come into your store but knew a traveler could buy a gift card online.
In $25 increments, yeah.
As I mentioned the other day, basically the gift for the person who thinks they have everything, the traveler who thinks that they have everything but doesn't.
The gift card at Holloway Travel Outfitters. All right, you're having a special deal on some really good luggage
for
the holiday season.
Our Briggs & Riley, and you got one, Mark, and it's a new idea they come up with, the spinners. Well, the spinners isn't so new, but it's new to Briggs & Riley.
It's a spinner.
But this is a great idea because four-wheel. You can see this, Tom, look at these bags spin around.
Spin on a dime. So you're in a crowded elevator, airport ticket line that isn't moving too well. And these spinners alleviate any stress you have on your
shoulder. It's an improvement on the ones that would go in. Yeah, the two-wheeler. Now you've got this thing that'll go in any direction. And Briggs & Riley, we should tell people, is top of the line.
Top of the line, and they back it up. They support. They're the only guy that will say, hey, no matter who does the damage to your bag, and let's face it, it's airlines, or perhaps your mother-in-law might back over it. And if she does, she'll still fix anything on this bag for the life of the bag.
So all somebody has to do if they buy the bag from you is if something goes wrong, is bring it back in and you'll take care of it.
Bring it back in. So, you know, this isn't one of those service contracts. You know, we're all sick of that stuff. You buy a good product and then you find out later, oh, you got to pay extra for a 3-year warranty.
It's all
this
built
is
in.
Lifetime of the bag. Yeah.
And this is not cheap luggage. Let's
no,
tell people
it's not.
That this is not an expensive luggage, but I own it. And I have been using a Briggs & Riley bag now. Is that right? Briggs
& Riley? Yeah, that's
for 3 years. And I travel a lot. So that bag has been almost 500,000 miles, and it's still intact. So I'm here to tell you, Briggs & Riley is great luggage. Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue. Gift cards available. You can go online to PackingLight.com or PackingLight.net, and you can get one without ever leaving the comfort of your home. But if you do leave, go and see John on Fulton Avenue. It's a great place to do all your Christmas shopping. If, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. I don't know how I can say that. It's, I haven't got Halloween yet. We still have Thanksgiving.
Sure.
But Christmas is truly just around the corner. If you don't think so, go into a store after Halloween, and I guarantee you, you're not going to see Thanksgiving decorations. And so here in the studio with us is our good friend John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters. And John has come to help us start preparing your travel guest list, your gift list for the year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
I'm your travel outfitter.
Very good.
John walked into the studio, into the KFBK studios here with a mannequin, and two of the people from the control room came out and tried to get a date. But I'm not to say that people – no, I'm just kidding. What have you got there?
We got a lot of good gift ideas that won't break your bank.
Okay.
In this economy. So one of them is a Spacemate shrink wrap compression. Fancy Ziploc, but with one-way blowholes to blow all the air out of your merchandise or your
careful,
your clothing.
This is a family program.
and so you can pack a lot lighter, like our website, packinglight.com.
So you've got a large Ziploc bag.
And I got a large sweater, and we don't want to have to pack this thing if I'm going home to see Mom, you know, in January in Minnesota. So I'm going to blow the air out. It might make a few obscene noises. I hope not.
Now, what John is doing here, may I describe, he put the sweater in this bag, and then he's rolling it up. And as he rolls it up, it's squeezing the air out the hole on one side.
You could have used this when you were chasing the rat in the garage.
I could have because it's one of those deals where
you can't get back in.
The air goes out and it can't leak back in. A lot of people have to those kind of bags. Normally, when you use them, you have to have a vacuum cleaner.
Exactly.
And you you suck the air out.
So, what does something like this sell for, John?
That's like a set for $9.
Wow! So that would be something if for somebody who traveled a lot. That would be. What else have you got here? This looks like a light bulb.
Yeah, I got more plastics. It's a 3-ounce bottle. BPA free, which is important these days.
Okay.
And so with the TSA to adhere to the TSA regulations of 3-ounce bottles and 1-quart bags, we have these no-leak bottles.
And the neat thing about this is it's a soft bottle. It's made out of rubber, so you're not going to accidentally break it. And I'm guessing also because of the way it's made and so forth, it probably can expand and contract as a result of the altitude and not leak all your hand cream all over your clothing.
All over your nice attire, and you got a business.
About every 2 months I have to go through my shaving kit and clean out the whole thing because the top has come off of something. All right, John's got another item here. This kind of looks like a giant plastic vodka bottle. There is a bottle of wine. This is a wine travel, a wine carrier.
A wine protectant. For us Northern Californians, we might want to take a nice bottle back.
Look at this, Tom.
This is a great idea.
It is a, you got a bottle of wine, and it is secured with a bubble of air inside this bag that can prevent it from getting broke. So this would be, there are some rules in regards to carrying bottles of wine.
You wouldn't be able to take that in your carry-on luggage, but you could put it safely in your check luggage, and the chances of it arriving intact would be tremendously increased.
It's got a little valve on the top where you blow the air into it, and I imagine you could probably, if the bottle was open, you could throw a straw down in
And call it medicinal, and maybe they'll let you
in. What should they ask for, John, in the store for
The Vinny bag.
The Vinny bag, what's this called? The compressor.
The Travel On Spacemates.
Spacemates. And what are the other little things here that you had? No, wait a minute. The other little
bottles.
The bottles.
Travel On 3-ounce smart tubes.
Okay. Remind me the address of Holloway Travel Outfitters.
1150 Fulton Avenue.
Open 7 days a week.
7 days a week. And catch us online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
At?
Packinglight.com. It's LIGHT. Light.com.
Packinglight.com. We've had a great discussion whether it was packinglight.com or packinglight.net.
Yeah, either one will work.
Either one works.
I own them both.
Smart man.
I don't want anybody else.
John's got his cover. John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters here with some great gift ideas for the travel season.
Okay, just about wrapping up another edition of the Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark, what's next week?
Well, next week we've got the second half of our interrupted version of How to Get You Through the Airport a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Lisa Pyro, our family vacation critic, who is really one of our best guests. If you travel with your family, especially if you take kids in tow, you're going to want to be with us next week and listen. And also we'll have an update from what's going on out at the airport. Now that the new terminal is open, the old terminal is coming down, and all of the other stuff that's going on out there. All of that is coming up next week.
All right, you guys. You have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday, 2 to 3, right here on The Travel Guys. And, Mark, what do we remind people?
An hour a week is all we ask.
The traveler is always leaving town. He never has the time to turn around.
Take your son and daughter on the perfect camping trip.